you've just joined, joining me, Colin Dale, in the studio tonight, we have the Aphex Twin, Richard James, and Grant from Reflex Records. Grant, I want to aim a question at you now. What are your views on people saying that they're playing live and actually playing from a DAT tape?
Well, if you're going to do a live set, supposedly, and you're going to play it off DAT, why not just say it's a DAT set? If it's a very, very long set, for instance, then it can be hard, you know, to play the whole thing. Say if you're doing an hour and a half, to have all the sequences loaded up, the continuity gets broken. But if you're only doing, say, a short, small club, 20-minute set, what's the point in doing it on DAT? It's just as easy to do it, you know, live, really.
Richard, what are your views on the situation of people saying they're playing live and actually playing from a DAT tape?
It doesn't bother me either way, but, like, for myself, you know, like, promoters don't really care whether it's live or DAT. And if you were to do everything off DAT, I don't think many people are going to sort of say, you know, they don't sort of give you credit for doing it live anyway, so I don't see them sort of dissing you for doing it off DAT. But for me, it's just, like, it's all for my own sort of use, really. I mean, it's all, like, it's just a massive challenge, you know, to sort of cut everything from country to country and making sure you've got all the bits and pieces. You know, it's just, you just get, you know, the harder it is to do it, the bigger buzz you get from when it all comes off in the end.
I don't know if you've noticed this comparison yourself, but a lot of people now are making a comparison of punk and the techno thing which is happening now, and I wondered if you could actually see this comparison yourselves.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's all going, like, mainstream now, and there's going to be sort of all the corny rip-offs. I mean, it's already started. So, I mean, it's the same with all sort of new sort of current trends, you know. It all goes the same way.
You know, Reflex Records have now really established themselves on the underground dance scene. Now, if a major label was to come along with, you know, the right price, would you sell out to them? Because, I mean, it's bound to happen at some stage now.
I've never considered it. Basically, we're just going to carry on putting out good quality music for people out there who want it, and worry about the money side of it later. You know, I don't know. As long as we've got good tunes to put out, we'll put them out. When we haven't anymore, then we won't put them out. But as far as getting lots of money to put the records out, I don't know. Maybe that means we'd put out more records, but
just control, really. I mean, if we've got, like, 100% control, we'd do it. But if it's 99%, we wouldn't do it. Mm. So if they want to give us money to help us, it's up to them. Mm. But if they want any control, then they can't have it.
Mm. Right, we're going to take another listen to a Reflex track from your current roster.